I'll be joining NIST starting on February 14th, and will be responsible for helping stand up their national program office and leading the initiative forward.
So describe to people what this is, because a lot of people hear NSTIC and they go, I don't know, it sounds like a competitor to ChapStick or something.
Yeah. We definitely don't want to compete with ChapStick.
Right, exactly.
That's for certain. NSTIC is, so a little bit of background on NSTIC. When President Obama came in, as part of his cybersecurity agenda, they conducted a comprehensive review of cybersecurity policy in the country and came up with 10 recommendations for things that they had to take immediate action on. One of them was trying to work with industry and other stakeholders to come up with a better authentication layer for engaging in secure transactions on the internet. That would, you know, give you not only more security, but also more privacy, and more choice in terms of how you actually engage in transactions. So, what's gone on since the report was first, published, by the administration is a lot of work's been done, with a number of different agencies to come up with what will soon be announced as the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. There's some drafts that have been published, but the president will eventually sign the final one. With that, they will be establishing a national program office in the Department of Commerce who will actually be responsible for coordinating all the activities necessary to implement it.
And so, and I was teasing you before we started, but this sounds like hard work.
This is very hard. One of the things that both scared me about the opportunity as well as intrigued me is coming up with a stronger authentication infrastructure for folks to use on the internet. It's something that people have been trying to do for a while, and there's been a lot of efforts that have been very well-meaning but haven't really gotten us to where we need to be as a country. So the fact that, you know, NSTIC essentially, has some very bold goals in which, rather than try to tackle just for a specific sector, say the financial sector or the government sector, the healthcare sector, the goal of NSTIC is actually to bring all of those sectors together on a set of technical standards and a governance structure around it that will allow people to start using more secure and interoperable credentials to authenticate themselves in online transactions. So, it's going to be hard, but I think what they're focusing on right now is really a much better approach than has been taken in the past. You can't simply do this in a vacuum, only focusing on your specific industry or sector. It really needs to be something that looks at the much broader array of what people are doing online and tries to make something that's completely interoperable. So the fact that the White House has been behind this, the fact that industry and organizations and individuals have been looking for more secure solutions, that you've got a lot of mature technology that's out there that just needs a little bit of push to be applied properly. All of those things, you know, really suggest to me that the time is now. You know, a lot of things you'd like to see, you know, for a program like this to have success are in place, and I think we're going to have some fun pushing it forward.
And you're of course with ASI government right now, but mm-hmm. But you worked at DOD and worked at GSA. Well, worked with DOD and GSA to really push what's known as PKI, public key infrastructure, part of this, and these things are closely aligned.
Sure, absolutely. No, I mean, I'm at ASI right now, which is a great firm that does a lot of program management and acquisition consulting to agencies, helping them improve performance. I've loved the firm. It's a great place. I wasn't particularly looking to leave. This was something that sort of popped up and really became the offer I couldn't refuse. You know, as you mentioned, I've been around the space for a while. I started on the Hill, working with Senator Robb from Virginia years ago, who was really sort of the legislative godfather of a lot of these technologies being used in government, particularly things like the DoD Common Access Card and the HSPD-12 cards that have been issued that are very similar in the civilian space, and the use integration of PKI with smart card technology were all things that really wouldn't have happened without him. And I was a staffer back in the early days of this trying to work with him to get agencies to implement it. I've been in industry helping to build solutions for the government. I spent 3 years as a Wall Street analyst actually analyzing the companies that made the different products and solutions out there and got to understand how a lot of them work, you know, not only from a technology standpoint, but also looked at important things like, you know, geez, how do you generate return on invested capital in a new solution that you're investing in to return some value to your shareholders? So I've had a lot of different perspectives in this industry, and I'm, you know, very hopeful that everything I've done will position me to have some good success in my my new challenge that I'm taking on.
So I've been, it feels like I've been covering identity management and talking about identity management for most of the almost 20 years that I've been covering this stuff. And it feels oftentimes like you're trying to push that big boulder up the hill and it never quite gets there. Have the planets aligned? Are we at a place where this can actually happen now?
I think so. I mean, one of the reasons that I was, you know, very eager to come take this job was that the approach that the administration has taken in putting together this latest strategy, I think is really the right approach. It's not relying on the government to issue credentials. In fact, there's been concern that this is going to be some new government ID for the internet.
Right.
And the government's not intending to issue credentials. In fact, I think the government would generally like to get out of that business and rely on the private sector to do it. The private sector generally, that's where most of the innovation happens. They move more quickly. They're going to come up with more lightweight solutions to deal with the kind of transactions we're seeing today, which are by and large more and more, you know, through mobile devices as opposed to, you know, laptops and PCs. And, the approach that, you know, everybody's taking now with NSTEC is, let's try and set some technical standards to facilitate the deployment of the technology and make sure that there's a governance structure in place to make sure your privacy is protected, and that, you know, these solutions are really as secure as you want them to be. But beyond that, the government wants to get out of the way. So, I think the stage is really set, and I think the time is really right for the government to step in and help facilitate this effort.
Very nice. I can't wait to watch what you accomplish. It's a very, very exciting time. So, best of luck. We'll, of course, we'd love to help you however we can.
Much appreciated. Thanks, Chris.